I welcome you all with love, everyone. And this is Lost Arts Radio, and we're about to work on how to get unlost. Okay, let me just start this. So there's a few steps in our process that we do before we get into the discussion. And one is a little dancing for spiritual joy, at which I encourage everybody to dance. We go for about 3 minutes. And then a little bit of meditation to kind of focus and quiet the mind. And then we'll have a little talk. And today's talk is called Doomsday. And it's a little commentary on the movie Dune, which is a really pretty good movie. So now I'm just going to talk about meditation for a second, because that's pretty essential for life in this world at this point in time, to remember the truth of what's going on. So people may have their own mantra, and that's fine, but it's really good to use a mantra and keep repeating until your mind's quiet. It'll be in meditation. You let go of the mantra. Mantra that I received in 1995 after a 21-day water fast, that 21st day, is this. It's yod on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Wah on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Yod from the base to the heart, hey out to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye, hey out to the heart, merging the heart and mind. Now, it is the mantra that Moses received at the burning bush, and it's also a name of God as grace that Moses received, and also what Jesus gave to his disciples when he came down from the mountain. So it's a pretty important name of God as grace. So you can just repeat that with your breath until your mind is quiet. Okay, so now we're just going to do a little bit of dancing. And I encourage everybody to dance, to get in the mood, get the spiritual joy going. Yeah, here we go. Okay? focus in my eyes as we go into meditation. Yo. And now in the meditation. Yo. Slowly come out of meditation. And we meditate a little bit longer because my alarm didn't go off. So what I want to speak today is, I just saw Dune today. Dune's Day, that's what I would call it. And I think it's worth talking about, not as a movie review, but as a way of understanding, thinking about things, because it has multiple messages. It's very complex, very well done, in my opinion. But there's one thing that kind of shows up, and that's the constant fighting people do in the world. Literally, as I speak today, there's over 110 military conflicts going on in the world today. We actually researched it up. 110 military level conflicts. I'm not talking about just general, we disagree, but I'm talking about shooting conflicts in the world today. I actually thought there were more. So what does that tell us? What does that tell us about planet Earth? What does it tell us about the energies that are going on? And I think that's what we need to look at and see what can be done to begin to turn this around. So from a, let's say, a biblical point of view, there are different languages to talk about it. From a biblical point of view, we have the first light versus dark. The ancient Essenes talked about it in those terms, light versus dark. And on the dark side, we have the energies of demons and of Satan. And on the light, we have the energy of the light, energy of God. Now, that really polarizes, except when you remember it all comes from God. It all comes to the one. But nevertheless, it's there to create stress in our lives so we can grow from the stress, we can grow from the lessons. Now, I realize most people don't have that kind of attitude about it, but that's really what we're talking about. And so what we see in the fundamentals is people's egos are creating situations where they want to dominate someone, or they have a bigger agenda. Okay, to eliminate this group of people, or people of this belief, let's eliminate them. And this has been going on for thousands of years. It's not anything new, but it is kind of emerging again in this bigger picture. So, at a more cosmic level, we can say that the forces of darkness, for the moment, are more in power on the planet and are, in essence, creating this situation. Now, that's a metaphysical a metaphysical approach, but it's one that people have understood for thousands of years. They call it different things. The gods are warring, or, you know, if you're Greek or something. But basically, we have forces that are above the human, and they're creating this kind of energy. Now, some people have described it as certain portals have opened and demonic forces are coming in. But the same thing, that there's more access of demonic forces and they affect people's minds. They affect people's beings. and they get behind a lot of the issue of fighting war, killing, blood, and so forth, almost as a blood sacrifice. Now, there's always that underlining energy. I think it's coming out more and more, but not new news, but new news for many people, is that the global elite are involved in a lot of black magic and levels of human sacrifice. And that's not exactly new information. I've known it for more than 40 years, and we're looking at royalty, like King Charles, you know, they're doing different things. I'm not going to get into the details of that, but I'm saying that energy is there. And I think that's the thing to be aware of, just that it's getting empowered. Okay, and we're seeing it with the greed and the need for greed for power and greed for money and control over people is really like a plague that's really hit the planet. Now, it's not, again, not the first time. Hopefully it'd be close to the last time, but not the first time. And so what do we do about it? If we understand it on a more cosmic level, we understand that that's this thing, and then we have the human ego level, and you have the global elite doing their human misanthropic way of being that we talk about, that people can clearly see, instigating that, whatever power and money they get from that, and then we have lower levels of people fighting with each other, and then we go right down to the streets where you have different gangs fighting each other. Power, ego, domination. So it's a very common thing. Generally, we see more men involved in it than women, but women are clearly involved in it as well. And it's, like I say, a plague. You see the street gangs, it's no different. So they're fighting over drugs and drug territories, and nations are fighting over territories, we have the Ukraine, who's going to get part of the Ukraine, what's going on? It goes on and on. But the fundamental is the human ego, which instead of being attached to the divine, gets attached to the satanic side of things of money, ego, and power. Now, when I was watching Dune, there's the good guys and bad guys and all the intrigues between people going on. But they're both sides are in the same trap. What's the trap? Power. They don't say money, but there it's spices. And they're caught in that kind of struggle with each other. And, you have the more evil qualities of things and more, heroic qualities of things, but they're still doing the same thing. What's missing in the understanding? What's missing in this understanding is they don't see the bigger picture, which is we're all one and there's only God. You have spiritual type people, some shamanic energetics, and you're drinking the sacred thing from the serpent. But we're talking about an underlining understanding that we're all one and there's only God, and all the fighting people are doing isn't for any particular meaning. And at the same time, people are wanting to oppress and control and exploit the other. Not necessarily from a spiritual point of view, but it can leak into that. It's more of a materialistic point of view about the spices and who gets the benefit of mining the spices. But it's the human condition. It's done in a very, really good way and it's very sophisticated. But the human condition is we want the spice of life. But the truth is, it isn't the spice of life. The spice of life is the light of the divine within us. And without that knowledge, you're fighting in the external world because you think that's what's going to give you any level of sustenance and truth and well-being. And it can for a short time, but not necessarily in the long time. Not the long term. And that is what's missing. And then, of course, it gets into romantic affairs and how people get jealous of each other. I mean, there's a variety of things going on. And jealousy of each other's power positions. You know, the grandfather kills the father, and then the grandson kills the grandfather because he killed his father. It goes on and on, but it's all the same kind of issue. It's like, why are you doing that? We have revenge, we have this. We never really have the word peace. That's not even mentioned. And that is so, I'm going to say, typical of the world situation. Peace isn't a thought here. It's domination and fighting for your court rights because people aren't wanting to share and people to have what is kind of ethically theirs. So people are fighting for all of that. And at no point, at least in this version of Dune, do we really see a kind of a higher level of peace. We have a certain amount of wisdom, okay? But that's not quite the same thing as what I'm talking about, the spiritual peace. Now, that being said, you know, there's like one war after another, and of course the movie ends with all these other dynasties wanting, you know, not wanting to have peace. Now there's going to be another war after this war gets won. And everybody's into it and they get the charge from it and they get all worked up. It's like, where are you going? And that's really the question. Because nobody's speaking about the purpose of life. You know, even the hero is kind of like, okay, I've won the politics, I've won the war, and, you know, I'm going to take the princess. My little girlfriend is going to, she doesn't understand, so she's upset. But, you know, it isn't like the higher spiritual value of what life is about. So the worldview here is life is about fighting for control and power. And in essence, survival. Rather than how do we become one with God? And so the movie is good because it's talking about the human condition. And that makes it interesting, but we don't address what's missing in it, which is the most important thing, which is to know God. So how do we go about doing that? First, you got to talk about it. That's not even coming up here. So yes, we have to say that's a value that we want to share. That's a value that makes life better for everyone on the planet, including whatever this planet here they're talking about. Yeah, that's good. But that's not being talked about quite yet. And then once you have the value, then the question is, how do you wake up to the higher values of what life is about? Again, really missing here. There's a little bit about love, but again, you have different levels of love and political love, and different things. Now, what can be done? How can we help them? How do we move away from doomsday to celebrating life? Well, I think one of the first things we have to do is create the value. One nation under God. A little political thing, that was a very big turning point for the United States when Obama in the Democratic Party cut out one nation under God. We're not saying that anymore. He cut out that statement. But that is, we can see downfall kind of coming in that way. But here, I didn't even use that language. Okay? So there needs to be a starting at least a language of discussing there could be something like God, a higher power that's guiding people to a higher awareness. Then we get to talk about how do you do that? Well, I couldn't quite figure out exactly what their diet was, but it appears to be a liquid diet. And kind of joking. And they have a little trouble breathing because they need to get oxygen. They need to get liquid out of the air. They do share with each other, which is good. But they could all start with meditating and beginning to feel their oneness. We're not even talking spiritual awakening. We're not talking kundalini. And the Rakadesh, we're just talking about meditating to begin to become aware that there's an inner light that has value and adds meaning to your life. What we see today in the world is a growing lack of meaning and purpose. When there is lack of meaning and purpose, what's left is fighting. It's fighting is a very low level of getting some meaning and purpose. So there's always bad guys. There's always this gang or that gang or something. Or this territory we're fighting over. But meaning is very, very important. And that's being lost in clearly the Western society. And along with that, our values. So we start to bring back values. Now, there are lots of values out there. And a value that we're talking about, it's been accepted for thousands of years, are the what we call the 10 speakings, or what is really literally translated as the 10 suggestions. Okay? Knowing about God, don't murder, steal, kill, commit adultery, there's that level. And those are basic universal values that have been shared and have brought order. They're not so much valued anymore, okay? But bringing back values is key, because once you have those values, then you can kind of begin to build a society that has levels of moral and ethics in it. Now, they'll all be a little different because humans are different, cultures are different. I understand. But still, there has to be some level of higher values to raise up the consciousness. One thing we do, and everyone's invited to that, is on Sundays at 6:20 Eastern Standard Time, U.S., East Coast, we do a meditation for world peace. It starts at 6:30, but we give a little explanation before that at 6:20. And that is every Sunday. What's the point? The point is to create a thought form for peace that's so strong that it can bring people into that vibration even though they aren't thinking about it. And we know that when people meditate together, this is what we're talking about, the frequency of the global mind in that area increases. And in an area where they're doing it, you have a drop of crime rate. Like in Rhode Island, the crime rate dropped 43% in 2 or 3 months with people meditating, 350 meditators. And the next year, it dropped 49% with 350 meditators. Now, I know Rhode Island's small, but nevertheless, 350 meditators makes a pretty clear statement that we have a power to positively affect consciousness, just like we have a power to negatively affect consciousness, like what we're seeing, 110 military conflicts throughout the world. It's not an accident. It's contagious. The minds affect each other. So we can create a mindset for peace or a mindset for violence. That's what we're talking about. So the more of us who meditate for peace, as we collectively meditate for peace, it's been proven over 300 studies that we can increase the level of peace on the planet and decrease the level of violence and crime and murder, rape, and so forth. That can happen. We know that can happen because the research shows it does happen. So we actually have a way. We are not helpless. That's you know, a lot of people feel helpless. Like, this is overwhelming. These people have all the power. They don't. The real power is the power of the mind. Again, enough people meditate for peace, it shifts everybody's mind. The collective planetary awareness wakes up. That's what we're talking about. And then we know that can happen. This has already happened. We just have to do it. That's what matters. That's where it really makes a difference. So now we're kind of looking at this bigger picture. We're looking at the consciousness of darkness, you know, the satanic energies that are infecting people. And they get people high for the moment. This is another thing that happens, is people for a moment can get a little high and get a little hit from doing satanic things. It doesn't last, and it brings you down. When you're meditating, and you're doing good things, and you're building life, it's sustainable because you're connected to the inner light. You're connected to the inner truth. That's very sustaining. So what I'm suggesting is we have a clearer pathway, a pathway that's been proven over, you know, really thousands of years, but since 1973, 300 studies, that shows that when we meditate for peace together at one time, like I mentioned, we have our own meditation, everyone's invited to, doesn't cost anything, to just focus for a half hour, really a 20-minute meditation and a visualization, to create a frequency of peace. And then as that frequency grows, we have the ability to wake up the world and raise the level of consciousness on the planet. So we have the solution. We see the problem now, okay? But we now have solution. And they estimate different estimates. Like at Stanford University, they mentioned a square root of 1% is all we need. That's about 9,000 people, if you think about it, for the world. It's not that much. We can do that. But when we look back at Dune, we need to get them meditating. Maybe in the next sequence they'll meditate. We'll see. Because it's pretty sophisticated. But at this point, they're not meditating and they're not really thinking so much peace. So hopefully we'll move from Doomsday to celebrating Life Day. So may everybody be blessed with this awareness. I just want to say we teach the meditation. I did a very brief teaching here, but in what I'm putting out is not only do we have Lost Arts Radio at this time, 9 p.m. Israeli time, but we also have programs throughout the world. We have a European hour, a Brazilian hour, an Essene hour, and we have teachings with each of those. And then on Thursdays at 5:30, 6:30, we have a spiritual nutrition Q&A with an extended meditation. And then from 7 to 8:30, we have Alive and Liberated with Dr. Gabriel. So we have all these levels of discussion to support you in that. I'm just saying those are the general things. A lot of people need some help rebuilding their nervous system. Their mind. I do work with that too. But that's not our focus here. The focus is working together to increase our consciousness on the planet. So I invite you all to join us every Monday at this time for the Lost Arts Radio discussion, really internet discussion, and to join me in all these different times throughout the week to support you and really waking up. Now, along with that, I'm a little hesitant to promote because Richard isn't quite feeling so well, is the Planetary Healing Club and LostArtsRadio.com. Presently, Richard, who's also, Richard Sachs, who also co-hosts this with me, has some kind of illness that makes it really hard for him to be out publicly speaking, even over the internet. But when he's happening, the Planetary Healing Club is what he offers to do that. And then as well as LostArtsRadio.com. Oh, we can donate. Great. Lost Arts Radio button at the top of the homepage. So who's putting those little messages up is Doug. Doug is the mind behind the scene here. So I really want to thank Doug for making this possible because it wouldn't happen without his input. So I want to give kudos to Doug and to everyone here who is listening to this program and even one step forward who wants to take it more seriously and actually wants to join the meditation for peace and really begin to uplift the world. So that's really what we can do. We're not hopeless. We can do something. And it can be very, very effective. In fact, it will be effective over time. So I'm going to end with, thank you, Doug. Blessings to Richard that you may be healing soon. And blessings to all of you. And I thank all of you for attending this program and tuning in. And we'll end with, peace be with you.